Bernie Goldback recently recorded a boo. Coming from his perspective, his academic perspective, on the visually impaired people in photographs issue, in which he saw the inclusion of a photograph with a recording as similar to including a description and tags, things which are equally important for ensuring that recordings can be appropriately catalogued, archived, and found again in years to come. I thought that was quite an interesting perspective to take, and it may well have been lost in the noise of what was a bit of a difficult week. But I think it's well worth standing back and listening to. Not necessarily from the VI photographer standpoint, but more just as an audio boo user. How do we ensure that what we're recording now isn't just a flash in the pan, that it's something which that can be found by people in the future, people who don't know us, people who don't necessarily know exactly what they're looking for. How can we ensure that audio boo isn't just a record of what's now, but also of what was yesterday? Twitter is famously fixated on the present. It's incredibly difficult to, without external applications or external websites, to look back through your chronology of tweets to read a story from that. Some news that you posted last year, a holiday that you tweeted from, is effectively lost. Audio boo is, or at least used to be, slightly better at that. The search facility is generally pretty good at finding things, although that does rely on them having appropriate text descriptions added to them. I think one of the things which is being picked up by other people, but one of the things which has unfortunately been lost in the current website rebuild is the ability to easily go back through your timeline and find boos from a particular time period. And perhaps that's something that Audio Boo will add in the future to allow us to do this. But until they do, until it's possible to order your boos chronologically, to go back to, I suppose they are ordered chronologically, but to do so in a clearer way, to perhaps order them in backwards chronological order, or to search them in a number of different ways using different fields. Until that's possible, we have to rely on accurate descriptions and tags. So I've been trying to, whenever I've got time to do this with a boo, I've been trying to add a short descriptor and a set of tags. The other benefit of adding tags, at least in the past when using Audio Boo, was that your boos become much more searchable on Google and appear relatively high up lists of returned results. So there's a benefit there for us, and a benefit for those coming in the future. And I think we do have to think about people coming in the future. Now, I'm slightly biased on this, as I once upon a time read history at university. Not that I can remember much of it now, but I did do it. I think it's incredibly important that we allow people in the future, we facilitate their searching, their access to the information that we're leaving for them now. It's all very well us just leaving our booze scattered about the place, but without clear titles and descriptors and tags. And, you know, I've been as guilty as anybody else at not doing this in the past, particularly since the Audioboot app changed and you had to put in hashtags by hand without just being able to list them with commas. I've been very poor at doing this. But Bernie's message has rekindled that thought in my head that actually this is really important. Imagine, if you will, two libraries. One of them has the books in them, starting at the first shelf, running along that shelf, then along the one underneath it, then along the one underneath that, and then onto the next bookcase, running along in the same way from top left to bottom right, in straight chronological order of when that book was published. The other library has the books arranged in subject categories. It has a full catalogue, which allows you to search by any keyword, by the descriptor, by the title, by the author, by any number of different fields, which is going to be the easier library to use in the future. If we really care about the audio that we're producing, and we aren't just doing it to tell somebody about the here and now, right now, if we want it to have a legacy to it, then we need to be like the second library, and in order to do that, we need to label our booze as clearly as we can. So I can't promise that I will be a shining exemplar of how best to do this, but I will commit at least trying to include more accurate descriptions and tags, and I hope that other people will think about this issue too and think about how they would like their booze to be remembered, to be found, to be used in the future. I just wanted to append a note to this boo to say that I've deliberately not commented on Bernie's suggestion that the inclusion of a photograph should be as integral a part of the labelling and cataloguing process as the inclusion of titles, descriptions and tags. I don't intend to revisit that, but I thought, but I wanted to make the omission of that fairly clear. I don't think the issues here need repeating. I understand Bernie's viewpoint on this, and I can see that the prevalence of, or the growing prevalence of image searching capability and that sort of thing could mean that in the future it would be as relevant to search by image as it would be by text. However, I think, as I said at the end of the substantive part of this book, that if we thought about how we describe our booze, then that would be a good step forward to allowing future users to find them and use them, regardless of the position that individuals take on the use of photographs.